Here's a calculation I went through line by line in the accompanying slide presentation on protamine DNA structure, so there's no need to do that again here. The numbers are all on this slide, and what they show is that if this unit cell of protamine DNA structure, consisting of a single instance of the P1-P2 dimer, plus its approximately 59 base pairs of associated DNA, is extrapolated to the haploid amount of DNA found in a germ cell, it consumes only about 10% of the available space. This suggests that in a diploid somatic cell with twice the DNA, a structure like this will take up only about 20% of the available space. We shall, in fact, be doing a comparable calculation for the histone DNA complex shortly. I think you can see that the allegation that DNA must be twisted in order to fit into the available space is not very well grounded in anything you'd want to call science.